Official, it's Danielle Fischel,
Ryder Strong,
and Will Friedle from Pod Meets World.
Does friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste.
Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten.
Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party.
So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles.
Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome to the Real Estate Investing Show. This is the show to help you become a more intelligent real estate investor. I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor, founder of Morris Invest, which is a full-service rental real estate company. And you know, in my decade or more as a real estate investor, I've learned a lot of lessons. I've had wins and I've had losses too. So today I'm going to share with you some of my shortcuts to help you hopefully avoid some of the headaches along the way. And here are five real estate investing rules that you should know when you're starting. Number one, numbers don't lie. This is one issue that is very black and white. Look, a good deal is a good deal. A bad deal is a bad deal. So keep your emotions out of real estate investing and rely solely on formulas to help you make your decisions. You really need to think about this. So often people want to invest with emotions. I can tell you when I first started working with different clients over the years that wanted to invest with us, they said, well, we have one rental property that we own. We lived in it. It was a townhouse that me and my wife, when we first got out of college, we bought it. We lived in it for a number of years and then we moved and we've kept it as a rental property. And I just casually would ask them, you know, well, what are the numbers like on that property? And they get like a little squeamish in telling me like, well, just tell me, what are the numbers? Well, you're probably going to make fun of us. I'm like, well, no, what are the numbers? Well, this. And I've run the numbers on a calculator when I was talking with them on the phone. And guess what? They were losing money every year. They hadn't figured out the taxes. They were just emotionally tied to this townhouse that they bought when they were single, didn't have kids. So are they ever going to move back into that townhome? I asked them. They said, no, probably not. And I said, you know, if that property were mine today, I would sell it. So they just became emotional with it. Remember, the numbers don't lie. The return on investment simply doesn't lie. And once you run those numbers on paper, it should all make sense. Number two is that the market really matters. Now, our team at Morris Invest, we will spend years analyzing markets before we move into them. I mean, we're analyzing a number of pieces of data, everything from crime rate to vacancy rate, to how many big businesses are moving to those areas, Fortune 500 companies. Is there a diversity of jobs? Is it recession-proof? What does recession-proof mean? Well, you know, is it a travel destination like a Vegas? No, you don't want to be, you know, during a pandemic when everything closes down. Is it a growth area with low taxes, low property taxes, low income taxes or no income taxes? Is it landlord-friendly? All of these things matter. And I can tell you that when our ground team is analyzing a market, like 2 years ago, we were analyzing a specific market and our team had spent over a year with, I think, upwards of 12 different meetings and trips and analyzing different data points in this particular market. And guess what? In the end, we didn't go there because there were a few things that stood out that we just didn't like. So, you know, it's often sort of like the Apple approach, you know, Steve Jobs approach. It's the things you say no to, which are sometimes more important than the things you say yes to. So the market does matter. You can't just invest in any town USA and expect high returns. There are a lot of key components that make up a sustainable market. So be sure to do your research. Number three, you cannot do it alone. Now, I've learned a lot about real estate, but I also learned that I'm not an expert in all of the surrounding fields of real estate. Taxes? Well, I'm a novice when it comes to taxes. That's why we have an amazing tax team. In fact, the team that we work with, we built into our website at Morris Invest. If you go to the lower taxes tab on our website, because we don't know, they do. They're the experts. Today's episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. Do you want to save a boatload of money on your grocery bill? Of course you do. And would you love to get fresh, delicious ingredients pre-measured sent right to your front door so you don't have to worry about how much do I need of onions? How many pieces of meat do I need? HelloFresh handles all of that, delivering mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door with HelloFresh. It's America's number one meal kit. They let you skip those trips to the grocery store and make some home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. Get the whole family involved. It takes like 30 minutes on these recipes. They give you great, easy-to-read recipe cards, and they're totally different every week. You can mix and match the types of orders you want on a regular basis. I absolutely love the flexibility. If you have a vegetarian family, you can do that. All their orders will be vegetarian. You have a larger family? Great. You do the family size. Smaller, two people living at home? Great. It's all flexible. You want more meat? Great. You can do that. So flexible. All of their ingredients are sustainable, fresh, delicious. I mean, you've heard me mention them before here on the show, and we're going to tell you how HelloFresh can get you $80 off, including free shipping. That's right. You're going to save $80 off. So you get like $80 of free food. That's a lot. If you go to HelloFresh.com/80investing, you have to go to that specific URL. Let me read it again. So go to HelloFresh.com/80investing. Use the code 80investing to get $80 off, including free shipping. You've got to try some of these amazing things that HelloFresh has to offer. Stress-free, convenient, no-contact delivery right to your doorstep. I mean, God knows during a pandemic, you don't need that craziness right now by dealing with going to the grocery store. And you can have all of your food on the table within 30 minutes. And you're going to save 40% when you use HelloFresh versus shopping at the grocery store. You can feed your whole family, and it has never been easier. One of my favorite things is how sustainably this company operates. The packaging used to ship is entirely made from recyclable and or recycled content. So they offset their operations, their travel, their shipping, all of that. And that means their carbon footprint is 25% lower than store-bought grocery-made meals. That is fantastic. So check them out today. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/80investing. Use that code 80investing to get $80 off, including free shipping. Thank you, HelloFresh. Next is legal team. Like, I'm not a lawyer. So we have an excellent group of lawyers that we work with, and you should too. Everyone should have and be surrounded by very smart, intelligent lawyers that are going to take care of you over the years. What about property management? You know, we don't manage properties, but our property management teams do. So when we are analyzing a market, we're also vetting for a very long amount of time the number of property managers that we work with. So we'll spend time making sure they've been in business for longer than 5 years, that what type of software did they use? How do they communicate? How do they screen tenants, et cetera? We don't do it, but we've got a great team that does it. So you need to lean on experts to guide you in this entire process. Additionally, you're going to need some moral support sometimes along the way. You don't have all of the answers, so you need to be able to lean on like-minded people in your circle. I'd even suggest attending some meetups or joining a community like the Financial Freedom Academy. If you go to financialfreedomacademy.com, there's a great group of like-minded people who are looking to expand their wealth, and they don't have all the questions, but likely someone in the academy does and is able to provide that great resource for them. So find people that can give you the input on your deals, you know, help you celebrate your successes also, and encourage you when you're having a down day. It's very important. The next one on my list, you do not need to be wealthy to invest. I wish I knew this at the beginning. And I wish so many people when they're starting out knew that you do not need to be wealthy to invest. You need to invest correctly to become wealthy. It's all about financial intelligence. So when you become financially intelligent and realize that you can lean on other people's money, then the whole world opens to you. Very often when I'm talking to new investors, whether on a live chat or on the phone, I would love to invest in real estate, just start doing that, but I just don't have the money. Do you know how many investors started with no money? Heck, Robert Kiyosaki, famous author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, he bought his first property using a credit card in Hawaii. That's right. That was his first rental property. He didn't have the money, but he had the financial intelligence to do it. That property ended up becoming an incredible asset for him, provided monthly cash flow that he was able, of course, pay that credit card back very quickly, and he still owns that asset to this very day. So you do not need to be wealthy to invest. And finally, don't wait to invest. you are not getting younger. And time is the one asset we never get back. We all know how fast time goes. Heck, even during the pandemic of the last year, we couldn't believe, okay, our kids were home for 6 months and went back to school. We're like, oh my gosh, it's like Christmas time already? Like, what happened? Where did that time go? You know, if real estate investing is something you really want to do, there's no better time than right now. Yesterday was a better time to invest than today, but today is better than tomorrow. So just get on the phone. You know, we've got a full video series here on our channel that can help you map out your action plan to build wealth. So please watch our other videos in this series to help you take action to become a real estate investor. Again, I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. So click on that next video and you're off to the races. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.